cattle futures mostly continued to firm on Friday while equity markets melted. The number of beef cows January 1st were a little over 1% less than a year earlier. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended the week generally $2 to $3 lower on a live basis at $122 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains in Nebraska and at $122 to $123 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress sales were $3 to $4 lower at $195. Although increasing worries about the economic impact of coronavirus weighed on equity markets Friday, cattle futures, especially feeder cattle, continued to emerge from the doldrums, likely helped along by short covering, month-end positioning, and bullish expectations for January 1st cattle numbers. More on that cattle report momentarily. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed on Friday, from an average of 32 cents lower to an average of 14 cents higher. Week to week, they were an average of $3.01 lower, making for an average decline of $5.40 over the last 2 weeks. Also, from January 24 through the 30th, open interest declined by 34,260 contracts, or 8.7%. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out fed cattle prices typically soften during January and February when beef supplies are plentiful and when beef demand is seasonally lower. However, he adds the April live cattle contract is offering very little hope of a price resurgence heading into the summer grilling season. Consequently, he says, many cattle feeders are already focused on the spring and summer marketing time frame. Looking ahead, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, noted in his weekly market comments that cattle slaughter is expected to decrease this year, including a slight year-over-year decline in steer and heifer slaughter and lower cow slaughter. However, he explains large current feedlot inventories confirm that slaughter will be higher early in the year before decreasing in the second half of 2020. Total annual beef production is expected to be slightly higher year-over-year as heavier carcass weights offset lower slaughter, according to Peel. He says beef production in the first half of the year will be higher on increased slaughter and larger carcass weights before lower slaughter pulls beef production down late in the year. Continued elevated levels of beef production and total red meat production point to the importance of being able to export pork and beef, Griffiths says. He explains non-tariff trade barriers eliminated by the recent trade agreement between the U.S. and China should help exports going forward, while the tremendous reduction in cattle numbers in Australia should also benefit U.S. beef exports, but he cautions impacts will likely come slow. As well, President Trump also signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement last week, which should help remove some uncertainty from North American trade. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.49 lower week-to-week on Friday at $213 a hundredweight. Select was 4 cents lower at $210.66. As alluded to at the outset, fears about the potential global economic impact of novel coronavirus helped pressure cash markets last week. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold mostly $2 to $5 a hundredweight lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were instances of as much as $10 lower. The exception to the trend was portions of the Southeast. Except for 37 cents lower in newly minted away Jan, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 68 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they were an average of $3.89 lower, making for an average of $8.07 lower over the last 2 weeks. Major U.S. financial indices dove lower Friday, fueled by the growing fears surrounding novel coronavirus. A day after the World Health Organization declared that virus a public health emergency of international concern, but made no recommendation for travel restrictions to China, major U.S. airlines suspended flights between the U.S. and China. As well, U.S. Health and Human Services declared the virus a public health emergency in this country. According to the Health and Human Service Secretary, while this virus poses a serious public health threat, the risk to the American public remains low at this time, and we're working to keep the risk low. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 603 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 58 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 148 points. Based on USDA's cattle report released Friday, as widely expected, national herd expansion is over. USDA pegs the January 1st inventory of all cattle and calves at 94.41 million head, which is 0.41% less, or 391,400 head fewer than a year earlier. Beef cows on January 1st were 31.31 million head, which was 1.18% less, or 374,000 head fewer than the previous year. Beef replacement heifers January 1st of 5.77 million head were 1.92% fewer, or 113,000 head fewer than the previous year. The 2019 calf crop was estimated at 36.06 million head, which was 0.70% less, or 253,100 head fewer than in 2018. Cattle on feed January 1st for all feedlots of 14.68 million head was 2.16% more, or 309,800 head more than the previous year. However, the estimated feeder cattle supply outside feedlots January 1st of 26.45 million head is 0.40% less, or 105,300 head fewer than a year earlier. There were 1.61 million head grazing small grain pastures in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas on January 1st. That was 15.26% less, or 290,000 head fewer than a year earlier. With feedlot inventories likely to peak in the next few months, Peel says average feedlot inventories are currently record large for the data series going back to 1996. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.